Good morning and welcome to WLQI's Saturday Morning Sports Showcase, live from SP19 in Tamatt. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fozzie Caleb TV and Appliances, MidwayNet, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, Buy Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and Buy More Trucking. Let's go live to SP19 in Tamatt.
And a pleasant good morning and welcome as WLQI Radio 97.7 FM, The Q presents the Saturday Morning Sports Showcase presented by SP19 American Kitchen in Tamatt. Good morning and welcome. I'm Frank Sprinkle, so happy you could join us. This is the show in which we sit down with various area coaches and find out what is happening in their athletic programs. Of course, it is early May. Plenty to talk about as we head down the final stretch. Would you believe the final stretch of the high school sports season for the 2020-21 calendar year? With so much coming up at the end of the month, particularly the IHSA tournaments, sectionals in various sports, so much fun to be had. It hasn't been easy with the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the fall and the winter, but we have certainly been able to get everything in, and maybe not quite a full success considering that some schools have lost games, have not been able to take part in tournaments. But if you want to look at it, it has been a success overall. So we're going to take a time out and come back. The fun continues. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco. 219-285-2307.
It's a no-brainer if you're looking for lawn equipment. There's only one place to go. Anderson Outdoor Power in Tamatt. Big dealer inventory, small town attitude. Yet the same prices as the big box stores. We don't just roll your mower into the truck. We offer free setup and delivery on new equipment and free pickup and delivery on warranty repairs. You'll deal with the same people every time you call and have been for over 38 years. Anderson Outdoor Power Equipment, a cut above the rest.
Welcome back to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Want to remind you that SB19 American Kitchen in Tamatt is a casual, comfortable restaurant specializing in American comfort food located on the Sandy Pines Golf Club in Tamatt. All right, let's take to the track. Covenant Christian High School, the Knights, boys and girls, head coach of the programs there, Jay Starkey, kind enough to join us as the season, hard to believe, winding down. Your boys and girls squads were at Winnemac this past Tuesday for a three-school meet. Obviously, your boys and girls were a part of it with, obviously, the hosts, with host Winnemac, as well as Rensselaer Central. And I would have to say, individually, there were a lot of great impressions on both the boys and girls squad. What are your takes coming out of the Winnemac meet with Rensselaer, Jay, as now we head into right at the tail end of the regular season?
Yeah, we last week we were off. Our whole school was closed down for service week. Mm-hmm. So kids go out and go to different parts of the country, Michigan and Kentucky and here in Indiana, and do service work. So we didn't have any practice at all last year. So we were, or last week, excuse me. So we had a small practice on Monday, a tune up, and came out to the meet, and I was impressed because a lot of times you're a little bit nervous coming out in some of those meets and a little bit worried about being off for that whole week and for injuries and what have you. But for instance, Joni Ingram, he came out.
Let's talk.
You know, in the 400, we shortened him up a little bit in this, his main event's the 800, and we shortened him up and wanted to see what he could do in an open 400, and he threw it down. He got first place and ran a good race. Well, good race. So we were impressed about that. And then our other boy, Francisco Marquez, in the 100 and the 200, he came right out like he didn't miss a beat, you know. He took command right from the gun, and he very impressed with that kid. He's a quick learner, and he's going to be a force to reckon with here at sectional time, I think. That's what I'm praying for, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a junior, and great performances on the part of your boys. You mentioned Joni Ingram with the first place in the 400 in the 400 meter dash, as well as Francisco Marquez, first place in the 100 meter, as well as 200 meter. Great effort on their part as well. Let's talk about the girls here, because the girls, a number of great finishes on their part. And Gabby Zeilinga, here's a girl that finished first in the 100 meter hurdles, as well as the 300 meter hurdles. You also had Desiree Holmes taking first place in the long jump, and Morgan Scottsma first place in two events, individual events, as far as the shot put and discus goes. And I guess with this being the later stage of the season, this, as far as what we saw, especially from the girls' side of things, coming through with these first place finishes and the boys as well, this has got to be a big momentum booster as you head into sectionals. And we will talk about the West Central meet in a little bit. There is one more meet left, but this has got to be just the big momentum booster that they need right now.
For sure. These girls are really, you know, they've been rock solid all year. They've been coming out and killing it every meet. Coming off of that whole week of being off, I was a little bit nervous, you know, just like the boys. I was a little bit nervous. Are they going to play hamstring or what have you? So we toned it down a little bit, but you wouldn't know it from the results. Desiree in the long jump did real well, placing first. And Morgan Scottsma, the senior, coming through again. She's been unconscious this year in shot put and discus for us. She's really coming through. She's PR'd by about 4 feet in shot put.
Wow.
And she's throwing that discus probably about another 5 to 10 feet further than she did 2 years ago. So she's really going to be a force to reckon with as well at sectionals. And then Gabby Zeilinga, our sophomore, her main event, believe it or not, is pole vault. And it was raining that day over at Winamax. So a lot of times when it's raining, they don't do pole vault just for safety reasons. So she wasn't able to do that event. So we just focused on the 100 and the 300 hurdles. And she's really coming through with her times are really dropping. It's steadily dropping. She was in the mid 17s to start the season in the 100 hurdles, and now she's pushing mid 16s. So in the 100. So her time's dropping there, and hopefully by sectional time she'll be ready to surprise a lot of people, because no one's ever seen her run other than the people that she's ran against. So she's gonna shock a lot of people come sectional time. Then also on our girl side, let's see here, we got Desiree Holmes, Dasha Frump, Emma Orsburn, and Gabby Zeilinga in the 4x1, set a school record, 54.11 over at Winamac on that day. So that was Gabby's first time in our 4x1 team there, and who knows, we might take that to sectional. I don't know, we'll figure that out here shortly. They had a really good race. So
you mentioned about Morgan and the discus toss, and she's a senior. She is only one of two seniors that you have alongside Desiree Holmes, the only two seniors on your track and field squad, both on the girls' side. But from looking at Morgan and how she is able to throw the discus even farther now than she did a couple years ago as a sophomore, how much does that have to do with just the mental maturity of it, as well as the physical growth? Because you do grow physically when you get into high school over 4 years. How much is it just from experience as well as the physical growth as you progress in high school?
Just like anything, the more you do it, the better you get. She comes out every single day to practice and puts in the work and goes at it with a purpose. And she doesn't do it lazily. She comes at it with a purpose, whether it's in the weight room or out in the circle. She's always working to better herself. She realizes every day she can't PR every day. She'll have her ups and downs. But she is definitely mentally stronger and physically, like what you just mentioned. And her teammate had a big day as well. She placed third for us, Tara Kingma in shot put. She had a fabulous meet. She PR'd by a foot that day in shot put as well. So those two girls are really working hard in shot and disc, and couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, so many great stories surrounding the Covenant Christian Knights boys and girls track and field as we head into the later stages of the season. And the season, as far as the regular season, Jay, hard to believe coming to an end, but not at its completion yet. Still, this upcoming Tuesday, you were able to add a meet at West Central. It's going to be a three-way meet with obviously your Knights as well as the host West Central and North White. So it's kind of odd. You're going to be venturing into the Midwest Conference here. But I know that things can be tough for a school such as Covenant Christian, considering that you're not in a conference, you don't have a home track. But how did this particular meet come about, scheduling your boys and girls to head to West Central for a meet Tuesday, a three-way meet with West Central and North White?
You know, I've been talking to my athletic director, Jill Struble, and for about a month, and we've been looking for a meet around somewhere between the 11th, you know, give or take a couple days here or there, because we needed one last tune-up meet for the sectional. And this just came about, I think, on Tuesday.
Wow.
And West Central sent us a email asking if we'd be interested. And we said, heck yeah, let's do this. You know, so we're happy. We're happy they reached out to us, and we're excited to go over there and give them everything we got.
And how fortunate enough are you to have this meet, especially considering, I don't know if you think of maybe the R word here, if after long layoff, and that word is Russ, but just with the fact that you are going to have a meet 1 week before the sectionals begin on both the girls and the boys side, just how vital is just having this particular meet?
What we do in practice, you know, you can practice all you want, but there's something special when you come to a meet, and the kids do perform differently. Their adrenaline's flowing, and they have to perform under pressure at a meet rather than practice. They just show up, and if they mess up, then okay, they got another shot, you know? So definitely this meet, like you said, the R word, the rust, to get that rust off and tune up right before sectional time, it's going to be vital for our program. I'm glad that we were able to get in it.
Vital yet exciting. The sectionals may be upcoming. However, there is one more meet left, and that meet currently, and that one meet at West Central on Tuesday. It will be Covenant Christian venturing to Francisville to take on West Central and North White. I guess that makes you, Jay, Covenant Christian on Tuesday, an honorary member of the Midwest Conference, did you say?
There you go. Yeah. welcoming party right there. Yeah, we'll take it.
And certainly everyone in Francisville at West Central High School will be welcoming Covenant Christian with open arms. Once again, Tuesday, Covenant Christian's boys and girls track and field squads in action in Francisville, West Central, North White, three-way meet there. Head coach Jake Starkey of the Covenant Christian Knights girls and boys track and field program. Always great to talk about your program. Interesting times with the track and field program of the Knights. And let's do it again next week. Thank you for joining us on the SB 19 Sports Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Frank. I appreciate it.
All right. Jay Starkey, the head coach of the Covenant Christian Knights boys and girls track and field program, kind enough to join us on the SB 19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Attention all gamers, MidwayNet is now offering free Xbox or PlayStation updates. Just bring in your system for updates and downloads. We can get you updated quickly. This opportunity is free for existing customers. All non-customers will be charged a small fee. Call our office for details, 219-866-7946. MidwayNet, your access point to the internet.
Prospect Auto Supply, locally owned and family operated for over 50 years, serves the DeMott community with a high level of integrity and passion. Customer service at Prospect Auto in DeMott is driven by independent ownership that's passionate about delivering excellence in everything they do. You'll find they have the best-in-class product and experienced professionals. Prospect Auto will deliver the right products to the right place at the right time. Prospect Auto, 620 North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30 and Saturday, 7 to 3.
These Maytag brand deals are so big they couldn't fit them all in 1 month. Now through June 2nd, you can get up to $200 by mail-in rebate on select Maytag brand appliances at Fosse, Calef, TV, and Appliances. That's right, May is Maytag month is back. Give yourself a jump start on these better built deals. Stop into Fosse, Calef, TV, and Appliances today and receive savings on Maytag brand products by mail-in rebate. Join us for the month that will make your day.
Attention, new spring hours at SP 19 American Kitchen at Sandy Pines Golf Club. Now open Sunday through Wednesday, 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Thursday through Saturday, 6:30 to 9. Bring the family and enjoy a fresh hot breakfast, lunch, or dinner featuring Chef Ryan's weekly and weekend specials. Whatever the time of day, let SP 19 American Kitchen cook for you. Check them out on Facebook for all the latest specials and get family-friendly dining at its best. Only at SP 19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
And back live on the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I want to remind you that SB 19 American Kitchen in DeMont is a casual, comfortable restaurant specializing in American comfort food located on the Sandy Pines Golf Club in DeMont. All right, to the phones we go as we are live here on 97.7 The Q. The fun continues on the SB 19 Sports Showcase. Doug Nelson, the head baseball coach of the Kankakee Valley Cougars, kind enough to join us right before his team takes to the field on the road against the South Central Satellites. As Doug Nelson, we welcome you in, of course, to the SB 19 Sports Showcase. Your team has played pretty well down the stretch. Your team has won 2 of 3, but great to have you on and talking about some Cougar baseball here.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you're right. I think we're, you know, that's what we're kind of looking for right now is some consistency. You know, you want to have some momentum going into the postseason, and that's something we've been searching for all year is a little bit of consistency and being able to do what we need to do for 21 outs. We've had stretches where we've been playing really well and other stretches where not so much. So that's the goal is try to make get more consistent, but I think we're getting closer.
And I think as far as the consistency, Doug, you have to look at one word here over this stretch of winning 2 of 3, and I'm going to mention that word: pitching. You've had a couple of games in which you have your squad has been able to produce some great pitching on the mound. I can't help but think back to the La Crosse win at home last week, 13-5, and the Lowell win 1-0. But you had some great outings. If you take a look at Matt Caldwell, for instance, in the La Crosse game, 5 innings, 6 strikeouts, no walks, with Max Hunter and Caden Vandeheer pitching a couple of innings, both combining for actually 10 strikeouts and no walks. And then you take a look at the Lowell win on the road Monday. You had two pitchers going at it with Max Hunter, 2 innings pitch, only gave up 1 hit, did not surrender a run, and Andrew Parker in the relief, 5 innings with 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. How would you say that the pitching is starting to turn the corner right now?
Well, as you know, and you've seen enough high school baseball, the pitching is a lot of it. You know, if your guy can go out there and challenge guys and not walk people and make them put the other, you know, make the other team put in play, you're a step ahead of the game. So our guys have done that. They made the other team put the ball in play. You know, for the most part, we've made the plays behind him, like you mentioned. You know, you mentioned his name, Max Hunter. He's been pitching really well lately, our senior, and we had high expectations for him coming into this season, and he's now rounding into form. And then you mentioned two sophomores we have, Caden Vander here and Andrew Parker, who really stepped up and really done a great job for us this year. So, you know, we don't have the fireballer guys. We have guys that can move the ball around, and so working on pitching throwing any pitch at any count and having confidence in it and having confidence in your catcher that he'll block it, having confidence in your defense that they'll make the play behind you. So, again, it's been a process, but it's improving.
How would you say, I guess maybe using the word urgency of playing this game here, considering that if you take a look at Tuesday on the back end of the Lowell home-and-home, Fiends did not go the way that you went with the loss and then rained out on Thursday against Hanover Central. That was supposed to have been at home, and I believe that's going to be your first round sectional opponent in a few weeks when you do open up the tournament. Kankakee Valley is hosting a tournament you'll be hosting on your own diamond. But why am I getting the sense here that in less than an hour, your team is just eager to take the field and take some swings at the baseball?
I hope so, man. You know, it's a nice day. Sun's out. It's not all windy. You know, we've had a lot of wind this year. We've had some weather. So it's a beautiful day, and there's no place I'd rather be, you know, than on the ball field somewhere. So, you know, you hope that the boys are appreciate the opportunity to play baseball and play together and have some fun today. But, you know, that's what we're going to try to do and do it for the next couple hours and hopefully end up on top at the end of the ball game. But we're going to stress having fun and being loose and just enjoy being together.
Yeah, considering, too, that you did not have a game last night, or for that matter, over the last few days and up and early with the game this morning with South Central, how much would you say that your ball club is loose right now, just an hour before first pitch?
What was your question?
Yeah, just as far as the fact that you mentioned the word loose, how much would you say just your team is just loose and refreshed, considering that your team has not had a game in a few days?
Yeah, I hope so. Like we said, you know, I hope we're confident and eager to play. And you know, like you've seen our schedule, we're not, you know, South Central is a very strong baseball program year in and year out. And we're excited to be here. And it's a beautiful field. And, you know, I hope they're loose and ready to go. And we'll talk about that before we take the field. Just go out there and have fun and have each other's back. But, you know, as a coach, and you can tell them only so much. You know, you're going to miss this stuff here in a few weeks. You're going to enter their, you know, our seniors are going to be entering the real world, and you're going to wish you were back on the baseball field somewhere. So, you know, enjoy it, soak it in, and don't take it for granted. You know, just enjoy your buddies.
Great to be on a baseball field on this Saturday. Doug Nelson, to you and the Kankakee Valley Cougars. I know you got a game to coach. Your team has a game to play. The best to you and the Cougars this morning on the road against the South Central Satellites.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for everything, bud. You're the best.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. Hey, this is about the student athletes. This is about the student athletes above all else. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with more after this. The fun continues. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their 5 locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These Maytag brand deals are so big, they couldn't fit them all in 1 month. Now through June 2nd, you can get up to $200 by mail-in rebate on select Maytag brand appliances at Fossey, Calif, TV, and Appliances. That's right, May is Maytag Month is back. Give yourself a jump start on these better built deals. Stop into Fossey, Calif, TV, and Appliances today and receive savings on Maytag brand products by mail-in rebate. Join us for the month that will make your day.
And back on the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle. I want to remind you that SB19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant during this pandemic. To the course we go, and literally to the course we go, Mark Legler, the head coach of the Tri-County Cavaliers on the boys golf side, kind enough to join us. Right now, his team currently engaged at the Pioneer Invite that is currently being held at the Pineview Golf Course in Star City. Head coach Mark Legler, thank you for taking some time out of your schedule of coaching your team to talk with us. How is the invite going at the current time, my friend?
Right now, pretty good. We're thanks for having me, by the way.
Of course.
Four or five holes in, and our kids are playing pretty good. And my goodness, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a little chilly, but it's a great day to be on the golf course.
We'll talk about your golfers in a moment, but why do I have a feeling you want to grab the clubs and take a few shots yourself? Be honest.
Because I do. I don't get to play nearly as much as I would like during the kids' season for obvious reasons. So, yeah, it'd be a good day to have the bag.
Let's talk about your golfers here. And, of course, you did have, let's revisit Sandy Pines Golf Course, a beautiful golf course on Tuesday in which you had two schools that you went up against in South Newton and Covenant Christian. You had, as far as your golfers go, Alex Smith with the best as far as the 62, Carter Wilson shooting a 63, Lucas Smith shooting a 64, Tyson Jordan a 69. Just as far as coming out of the Sandy Pines golf course, and like I said, I've been there myself. It is breathtaking. It is nice. Just how satisfying were you as far as coming up with the showing individually from your golfers as the season progresses?
I think I can say the scores weren't exactly where we would want them to be, but all things considered, it was kind of a drizzly, chilly, which seems like every day is chilly, night, and we played a course that none of the kids had ever played before, a course that is much unlike anything we've ever played as far as the quality and the speed of the greens and that sort of thing. So it was a good learning experience for the kids. I told them that the fairways are going to be faster than the greens we usually play on.
Right.
And they realized that once we got out there.
What was the overview? We're talking about Sandy Pines. What was the discussion coming back about Sandy Pines and just the challenges that the course itself presents?
Most of the talk was about the greens. Because, I mean, they're hilly and very, very fast, and we don't play on fast greens very often. I don't think the kids recognized the beauty of the course they played and the quality of the course they played. It's the nicest course in the entire area, certainly the nicest course we'll play. And I don't think they quite got that, but they sure did talk about the speed of the greens. And the greens that day were just a little over 10, according to the pro shop on the stimp meter. They usually run 12, so they were actually slow by Sandy Pines records.
What makes an invite like being part of a Saturday invite at Pioneer? And people think some Saturday activity, golf is part of, is a good activity as far as there's nothing like a golf course, being on a golf course on a Saturday or that at a ball game. That's how I see it. But what makes these particular invites special as opposed to weekday conference matches?
To me, it's getting to see all your buddies and friends and comrades at the same time. You know, we get to meet the kids throughout the year and the other coaches and some of the ADs. And having them all out here at the same time where you can talk to one on this hole and see another one on this hole. And I think the kids do the same thing. Once we see who we're playing with, they say, oh, yeah, I know that kid. I played with him. So it's a lot of fun getting to be with the people. And, again, if you get a day like today, although it is a little chilly, you just can't beat it. I don't know where else you'd want to be other than outside on a day like today.
All right, let's talk about beyond the Pioneer invite and looking ahead to your schedule. You're going to be on the road at Winamac on Tuesday, and then Thursday you have Rensselaer Central and North Newton. And we talked about this last week, that once you hit the month of May, and we are still in the early stages, Mark, in May, that the schedule picks up considerably. The weather gets better, at least we hope to get better. Not much thinking about rainouts here. But as far as just this particular part of the schedule here, and even from what we've seen early on in the week with your golfers going to Sandy Pines to face two schools in South Newton and Covenant Christian, what makes you confident that they are ready and just willing to for this nice part of the schedule?
Well, we had a couple of cancellations this past week. We still went out to practice. Excuse me.
I believe that was Thursday against Frontier. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We were rained out against Frontier Thursday.
Yeah, okay, that's
so
what it was.
Play. And the conference got moved from last night to the 21st. So we went out and practiced last night. Moss Creek, most of the kids haven't played. That's next Tuesday. That'll be another challenge. They don't call it Moss Creek for no reason. You have to hit over the creek on about two out of every three holes. So that'll be another challenge that they haven't seen. Hopefully all these things get them ready, because we want to be competitive then in the conference in 2 weeks and then in the sectional in 4 weeks or so, I guess.
Well, you mentioned about the conference and the sectional. Certainly with the sectional in 4 weeks, it's actually a good thing, because there is plenty of golf ahead. As Mark Legler, the head boys golf coach of the Tri-County Cavaliers. I want to make our time short because you have a team to coach. I want to thank you for joining us here on the SB19 Sports Showcase. And get back to your team. Get back to your fine individuals. And I still have a feeling you're going to want to try it before the day is over to hit maybe a ball or two on the course. Mark, I have a feeling you are. No question about it.
I probably will.
Hey, Mark, thank you for joining us. Hey, the best to you in the program at this Pioneer invite in Star City on the Pond View Golf Course.
Thank you very much. My pleasure being on.
All right, Mark Legler, the head coach of the Tri-County Cavaliers Boys Golf Team, join us on the SB19 Sports Showcase. Take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy 3-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco. 219-285-2307.
It's a no-brainer if you're looking for lawn equipment. There's only one place to go. Anderson Outdoor Power in DeMott. Big dealer inventory, small town attitude. Yet the same prices as the big box stores. We don't just roll your mower into the truck. We offer free setup and delivery on new equipment and free pickup and delivery on warranty repairs. You'll deal with the same people every time you call and have been for over 38 years. Anderson Outdoor Power Equipment, a cut above the rest.
And welcome back to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle, Scotty Miller in front of me, spinning the dials. SB19 American Kitchen in DeMont is a casual, comfortable restaurant specializing in American comfort food, located on the Sandy Pines Golf Course in DeMont. Okay, to the track we go as we are live here on the SB 19 Sports Showcase. And to that effect, to the phone lines, Linda Kaufman, the head girls track and field coach at Rensselaer Central, kind enough to join us as the Bombers just yesterday taking part in the Hoosier Conference Championship meet, as a lot of good showings on the part of the Rensselaer Central Bomber squad, track and field. And I do want to talk, Linda, about the particular meet here in a moment, but heading into a meet such as this, with all of the schools partaking in it, how would you describe the intensity, the atmosphere of such an event?
Well, it's a tough place to go. There's some great teams there. My kids were nervous. I've got 21 and 13 are freshmen sophomores, so basically 13 freshmen that had never been in a meet like this. So, you know, I felt like we did probably as well as we could.
I don't think there's any question about it. By the way, the meet was held at West Lafayette High School. And just taking a look at some of there's just so many pretty positive results as far as your Bomber squad goes around. How about the girls' high jump? Ariel Manns, a junior, finishing second in the girls' high jump. You had in the girls' long jump, Grace Healy, a freshman, in fourth place. It goes on and on. Alexis Oliver, here's a girl that had three good finishes, one in third place in the pole vault, as well as the 100-meter dash, and she was part of the second-place team alongside Gracie Castle. Mentioned Grace Healy as well. Bethany Michael, second place in the 4x100-meter relay. So from the individual standpoint of just the events itself, and there were so many of them, I thought your program did a pretty solid job. Just what were your takes from West Lafayette and the Hoosier Conference Championship just less than 24 hours ago?
Well, we did have some great, you know, there were some very positive things that happened down there last night. You know, Grace Healy had been jumping in 13 feet, maybe right around 14, and makes the finals and bust out with a 15.3 or something like that. So that was pretty darn good. And I asked her what she had for breakfast that morning, and she laughed, said the same thing I have every day, but you know, she stepped up and did what needed to be done. Alexis Oliver, she's been a workhorse all season, and she's reaping the rewards of it. So I think there were a lot of positives. We ended up seventh, but we still had a lot of positive things that happened with this team last night.
And talking about somebody such as an Alexis Oliver, here is a girl that is a senior. How much does that experience factor help coming in to such a meet with every school in the conference partaking?
I think it was a big factor. I think she could have performed better in pole vault all season had we had last season, but that's neither here nor there. She has just worked hard. She knows what it takes to place down there. This is her third time there. And she came through. She is a solid, solid track athlete.
I don't want to use old here, but she is a senior. She is in her last year of high school track and field. But, okay, I'll just say this. With the veteran comes the youth. And there's always going to be veteran. There's always going to be youth. And I mentioned the name, Grace Healy. You already mentioned her. This girl is a freshman, and she finished fourth in the long jump. She was also part of that second-place team alongside Gracie Castle, the senior Alexis Oliver that we just mentioned, and Bethany Michael, as far as the 4x100-meter relay. Taking a look at once again, an event like this, big event, all the schools in the conference partaking, how does this help the development of a freshman, in this case, one such as Grace Healy?
Well, I think she now knows she can do it. You know, she's a hardworking student athlete. It doesn't matter what you put on her plate, she tries to master it. So I think she's going to grow from here and understand that she knows she can do it. Her teammates came up to her, you know, were excited about jumping 15, 10, and 3/4 inches. So, you know, she's just a positive person, and her work ethic is unbelievable, and I think that'll grow within her freshman class.
Okay, Amzie Mainbrook as well. Want to give a big shout-out to her. She finished as far as 6 out of 16 runners. This was in the girls' 1,600-meter dash, as well as 6th place out of 18 in the girls' 3,200-meter run. So, Amzie, a great run, a great effort from her. As far as
Speak about that.
Your other takeaways that maybe I'm missing as far as your personal impressions from just last night at West Lafayette in this big meet.
Well, Amzie's been doctoring a hurt foot, and you know hasn't had a few things we had to take her out of. She's coming along. I saw her warm up last night and asked her if she was okay, and it was cold. It was freezing down there last night, and she prevailed. She ran well. I think you know come Monday, we have a meet, come sectional. She'll be right up there in the top. So I give her credit. That's 3 miles of running in that awful cold weather, doctoring a hurt foot. She does well. She's a hard worker. The kids that are sophomores and freshmen underneath her watch what she does. And, you know, they're learning and going to get better because of her.
You mentioned Monday, and that is indeed your program's next meet. That will be with Lafayette Central Catholic. So within the conference, within the Hoosier Conference, and then Wednesday, your squad ventures out to Delphi for the RMD meet. And its schedule's picking up a little bit here, but that is something I can imagine that your program is wanting here, considering that we are getting close to sectional time. Sectionals beginning, we're on the outskirts of sectionals beginning the week after next. Just from looking at the schedule and just the impact of it heading into next week, somewhat of a busy schedule, how much do you want them to embrace this opportunity considering it is right at the tail end before sectionals?
What, our meets coming up?
Yeah, your meets coming up with Lafayette Central Catholic and then the meet at Delphi on Wednesday.
Well, the Central Catholic, we saw them last night. You know, there's so many there, you don't get a real picture of what they can do. They had some great 4x8 and had some other great performances. You know, it's our senior night, so it's a big night for, I have one senior and Dan has three, mm-hmm. but it's a big night and it's hoopla for the whole team. Try to get us ready for the RMD. That's 106th running on Wednesday at Delphi. I believe it's something that we can go over there and bring home a big win from it. And to help set us up for sectional.
And, of course, go ahead.
Sectionals, what, 15 teams, 16 teams? It's big. We got, you know, our rival KB up there. I think last night even helped prepare us for that. And as far as a big meet, understanding that we can do some good things. So, and good things are going to happen for it.
And the good things continue next week with the meet on Monday versus Lafayette Central Catholic. You just mentioned, Linda, that it is going to be senior night for your squad as well as the boys' squad, too. And then Wednesday, the meet at Delphi. That's the RMD meet on Wednesday. So the sectionals, that's looming. Still a couple of meets remaining in the regular season. Linda Kaufman, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central Bombers girls track and field program, thank you for joining us this morning on the SP19.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Linda Kaufman, the head coach of the Rensselaer Central girls track and field program, kind enough to join us here on the SB19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout. The fun continues after this. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarters like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
It's a no-brainer if you're looking for lawn equipment. There's only one place to go. Anderson Outdoor Power in DeMott. Big dealer inventory, small town attitude. Yet the same prices as the big box stores. We don't just roll your mower into the truck. We offer free setup and delivery on new equipment and free pickup and delivery on warranty repairs. You'll deal with the same people every time you call and have been for over 38 years. Anderson Outdoor Power Equipment, a cut above the rest.
Prospect Auto Supply, locally owned and family operated for over 50 years, serves the DeMott community with a high level of integrity and passion. Customer service at Prospect Auto in DeMott is driven by independent ownership that's passionate about delivering excellence in everything they do. You'll find they have the best in class product and experienced professionals. Prospect Auto will deliver the right products to the right place at the right time. Prospect Auto, 620 North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30 and Saturday, 7 to 3.
And welcome back to the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle, Scotty Miller in front of me, spinning the dials. SB 19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant during this pandemic. We are live here on 97.7 The Q from our studios on Amsler Road. To the phone lines we go, talking high school baseball. Rick Bennett of the Tri-County Cavaliers, kind enough to join us as his team in the midst right now of a non-conference schedule. They are one of the best teams in the Midwest Conference at 6-0. But Rick Bennett, as I welcome you into the SB 19 Sports Showcase, it feels maybe a little tough for your program right now at with a three-game losing streak coming in over these non-conference opponents. But what was the message to your team coming into this stretch of non-conference games?
Well, we knew going into this stretch of non-conference games that this was going to be the best teams on our schedule. And, you know, when you play a Twin Lakes squad that's coached by Coach Burton, you know, he's been around forever, Hall of Fame baseball coach, you know you got to play lights-out baseball against them. And we did not. We played one of our worst games of the year. And, you know, we got taken to us. You know, and then you go into Thursday night against Delphi, because Tuesday night got rained out. Mm-hmm. Thursday night against Delphi, you know, a powerhouse 2A school who, you know, when you're playing Ryan Long, same thing. You got to play flawless baseball and you got to win. And we played extremely well against them. We just didn't hit. And for some reason, we're not a cold weather hitting team. And, you know, everything we hit, we hit right at them. But defensively, we played very well. We pitched well. There are no complaints there. We just got beat by an excellent baseball team. And then last night, you know, we're playing Carroll, who's a outstanding baseball program as well. You know, Cameron Parkhurst always does a great job over there coaching. And those kids can just flat hit. And, you know, I had to throw a freshman who's never pitched varsity, and I threw a senior who's never pitched varsity, and they shut them down until about the sixth inning, and then it was like our defense just fell apart. So we had one bad inning in those two nights that we've had to play really good baseball. So, I mean, if we get the bats going, I think we're going to be fine. The message going into this was to get better. I feel like we did get better. It's just we got to get our bats going. And unfortunately, when it's cold weather, it's hard to swing a bat.
There are some points in a season in which you're going to have Saturday games, maybe two games with the doubleheader. Of course, we already saw here on 97.7 The Q a few weeks ago, your Tri-County Cavaliers squad in the doubleheader against Rensselaer Central on the road. But when you guys do not have a game on a Saturday, I don't know what type of an agenda you have in terms of maybe a light practice or a practice or whatever the case may be, but what does a Saturday like today involved as far as any baseball-related activities, if there are any?
Well, last couple Saturdays that we've had off, you know, we had prom on one Saturday, and I just told the guys, you know, have it off. And then the next Saturday, our schedule got pretty brutal. I said, just rest. You know, there's no sense coming out here throwing baseballs all over the place. Just rest up, get ready to go. Now, like today, I'm actually here at the field. We're practicing right now. And we're just working small things, situations, and going to hit because we got to get our sticks going. So that's what we're doing today. and we're just practicing. Like right now, we're doing live situations, and we're just trying to get better and prepare for the sectional.
And of course,
and North Newton this week.
Yeah, of course, North Newton. And I want to talk about that. Correct me if I'm wrong here. You do have a game on Monday on the road against West Lafayette, so that will end the stretch as far as four consecutive games within the conference. And then you have North Newton. Now, hopefully, I'm not being premature about this, but you do have North Newton for two games, a home and home next Tuesday and next Thursday. A quick footnote on the game Tuesday, that game will be played at North Newton High School in Morocco. That's a game we will be carrying live right here on 97.7 The Q. So if you can't make it out to Morocco, tune in to 97.7 The Q. We will have that game within the Midwest Conference, the two best teams in the conference, 6-0 as far as the conference goes. And I know you still have a game left, but is it not hard to look ahead to North Newton with the two games next week?
Well, you know, we got to go into West Lafayette and play good baseball. And that's what I tell my guys. You know, the non-conference games, yeah, we got to play our best. We got to win. But obviously, you know, you're going to throw down. You're going to throw your best at the conference. What I look at in the non-conference games is just get better, work on things that we need to work on when those times come. And then we're ready to go for the conference. And like I said, a couple weeks section.
Yeah, you mentioned the sectionals. Go ahead.
So going into North Newton Tuesday night, you know, obviously we got Reese Dickinson rested up. Xavier Cantrell will be rested up for Thursday night.
Yeah, you mentioned Reese Dickinson. Here is a tall, thin left-hander. Is he going to be going on Tuesday night?
He will be going Tuesday night.
Okay, so we will be seeing Reese Dickinson. I was actually impressed. We had your game a week and a half ago. It was the game at the Remington Community Park. And by the way, Remington Community Park, a beautiful facility. That's where Tri-County plays their baseball and softball. It is a beautiful facility. If you get a chance, please check out a game there. They're going to be there on Thursday night. But we did see Reese pitch the tall, thin left-hander against North White in the 11-1 win back on April the 27th. So back within the conference next week, and then you'll be a few games outside the conference, and then within the conference. I do want to ask you, lastly, you mentioned also the sectionals as well. Just with the schedule, the way it's laying out now, with North Newton over these next two games, and you get a sense that as these two games potentially are going to determine, no question about it, who wins the Midwest Conference, and then the sectionals upcoming. Do you get the sense, Rick, that right now is just the most exciting time as far as the baseball schedule is concerned?
Oh, definitely. You know, we are taking the approach that, you know, with North Newton and South Newton, those four games left in the conference and then the sectional, we're taking every game like it's a sectional game. We have to do everything we can to win every game that we play from here on out.
And we are certainly looking forward to seeing that game on Tuesday. Remember, it is the Tri-County Cavaliers baseball team venturing off to Morocco. They will take on the North Newton Spartans on Tuesday. It is a game we will have on 97.7 The Q. Chuck Clark will be alongside of me in Morocco. We will bring you the play-by-play tale on what is going to be a great early evening, a great late afternoon into early evening as far as high school baseball goes. Rick Bennett, hey, thank you for joining us. I know you got a team that you're coaching right now. We'll get you back to coaching your fine Tri-County Cavaliers squad. But the best next week, and looking forward to talking to you on Tuesday in Morocco.
Sounds good. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Rick Bennett, the head coach of the Tri-County Cavaliers baseball team, kind enough to join us on the SB19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. The fun rolls on. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
95% singulation sounds like a great thing until you've seen 99% in your fields. With Precision Planting's V-Set, you get the best singulation available. Plus, they serve as the foundation for a host of other solutions for picket fence stands. Learn more about V-Set by contacting your local Precision Planting dealer. Solid Rock Ag Solutions, located south of Remington. Online at solidrockag.com. Remember, they service what they sell. Smith's Ace Farm Store in Rensselaer is the place for the helpful hardware folks. Grilling season is here, and Smith's Ace Hardware is your place for all your grilling needs. Check out some of the best that Weber has to offer, from gas grills to charcoal favorites, and of course, all the grilling accessories you could ever want. Visit Smith's Ace Hardware today and be the grill master. If it's for the home or for the farm, Smith's has it. Smith's Ace Farm Store on Route 231 in Rensselaer.
Attention, new spring hours at SP19 American Kitchen at Sandy Pines Golf Club. Now open Sunday through Wednesday, 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Thursday through Saturday, 6:30 to 9. Bring the family and enjoy a fresh hot breakfast, lunch, or dinner featuring Chef Ryan's weekly and weekend specials. Whatever the time of day, let SP19 American Kitchen cook for you. Check them out on Facebook for all the latest specials and get family-friendly dining at its best. Only at SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
And welcome back to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I want to remind you that SB19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant during this pandemic. I'm Frank Sprinkle, so happy you could join us on this Saturday morning. The fun continues. To the track we go. Lane Llewellyn, the head girls coach at Kankakee Valley, as far as track and field is concerned, kind enough to join us as his team on Thursday accomplishing for the first time in school history a perfect 5-0 in the Northwest Crossroads Conference. They're 28-0 by virtue of their team victory over the Highland Trojans. I got to ask you this first and foremost, Lane, and I want to talk about this meet, no question about it, so much to talk about. But what type of satisfaction does it have for your girls to be 5-0 within the conference?
Well, there's a lot of history there. We started out in the LAC. There's actually a black and a blue division. Mm-hmm. Years ago, and then that became the Northwest Crossroads Conference, and 20 plus years, Munster did not lose a regular season meet or a conference meet consecutively. So to be sitting where we're at now, is historic, and I'm just so thankful that last year no season, and it just shows how good God is. Here we are, able to have a season and able to have such a great season, still keeping all our injured girls in our prayers, but they're doing much better. But the ones that have been competing throughout the whole season have just been phenomenal champions and warriors. It's interesting with our season because it's either relay meets, which are a lot of fun, and or dual meets, which I think are just as fun. I don't necessarily know if my girls do, but they're, any coach would agree that those are the most important ones. So to be 5-0, and then obviously we're sitting in first place. And the way it works is they combine the results from the regular season and the conference meet on Tuesday to and award the overall champion, and we want to continue to take care of business.
And certainly your program has been doing just that, taking care of business overall, 28-0. We mentioned that already, and 5-0 within the Northwest Crossroads Conference, capping off a perfect conference season. But let's talk about Thursday night. Let's talk about being at home against the Highland Trojans. And so much of the wealth can be spread around because your girls had a lot going, a lot of first place finishes, personal record sent as well. I can't help but think of, in particular, as far as your program was concerned, Tay Schoonveld and Ella Carden, each with four individual
first place finishes. And I want to give a big shout out as well to Emma Bell, a freshman. She had three first place finishes. Just so, as I said, so much wealth to be spread among this meet against Highland within the Northwest Crossroads Conference at home on Thursday. Lane, I always make this about an open forum as far as the coaches are concerned, and this is your open forum. Where do you want to begin with this great meet against Highland?
Well, you nailed it with those three studs. Ella's partner, Ava McKim, took it easy, actually only ran the 100. Scooter, which is Emma, she was phenomenal. Tay always. And then another shout out, who had maybe the most impressive night even, was thrower Maddie Fryant. She dominated another shot put event. And then coach, we threw her in the throws coach of mine, put her in a discus, Maddie, and she ended up winning the event and having the best throw of any of our girls all year. And so, so proud of Maddie, and she's done a great job leading. On and on, Hal Frieden, Brooke Swart, Elise Casper had a terrific meet as well. Back to Tuesday with Lowell and Hobart.
Yeah, let's go into that.
That was gigantic. And we just performed brilliantly in all events. You know, every meet's different. And I told my girls the other day that every meet has had certain events take the lead. Usually it's been basically all the events because we're so deep. But where we've needed to pick somebody up, you know, another event has, and then what have you. So, you know, the depth of our team with Emily Nanniga, one of the top high jumpers in the state, Lainey Capillary is one of the best hurdlers in the area, on and on and on. Audrey Campbell that supports her buddy, Belle. So when I say Scooter, that's Emma. Emily Wilson's been doing very well. So, and I just can't say enough about my staff. I mention them when I can on my write-ups, and they're awesome. And that includes the two volunteers that I have as well that both competed for me. So it's been a really phenomenal year with contributions from a lot of athletes and a lot of coaches.
Necessarily think if it's somebody like Tay Schoonfeld, a senior, or somebody like a freshman in the case of an Emma Bell, but how much would you say that it seems that with everybody's work ethic, as well as their loyalty and dedication to each other, that everyone off the program is just feeding off each other. And that is a big reason why, Lane, your girls' program is a success right now.
You nailed it. Kat Tavender, when she was entering high school, had seen that, and my son had actually seen this and pointed it out. We were ranked third or fifth in the state, and that was based on what Jenna Jungles would potentially do at the state meet. And Tavender liked that a lot. And it is like any other sport where the success builds on itself. These girls are such amazing teammates, pulling for each other, whether that's the same event. You know, Tay is a junior and terrific competitor. Casper is just an amazing teammate. Her buddy, you know, Tay's getting ready to high jump and Bell runs by and Schoonfeld is cheering her on. And, it's subtle because most of my girls are, not very outgoing or talkative, but, I can tell Brooke Swart, she lets her feet do the talking, and, they're fierce. Maddie Murray had a great meet, last night especially, but also Tuesday. She's another freshman. So that you hit it right on the nail around the head, Frank. It feeds off of itself, and they want to perform for each other. They don't want to let anybody down. When I've had to make a rare move, last night Casper filled in for McKim, and McKim was the 4x1's biggest cheerleader. Ella had an amazing, an amazing meet with edging Ava in the 100 actually in PR. Had another really good long jump. Took care of the 200, and Ella's just been sensational all year. So they really pull for each other. I've told them that several times. It makes such a big difference.
Okay, the sectionals are looming, but they're not here yet. Your squad is going to be at home twice next week, specifically on Tuesday and then on Friday. Let's start with Tuesday, the much, I guess, always anticipated when you see it on the schedule, the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championship. And that's an event that you're fortunate enough, your girls are going to be hosting it in Wheatfield at Kankakee Valley High School on Tuesday. And then we advance to next Friday, in which you're going to host your own invite at Kankakee Valley High School in Wheatfield on that beautiful track alongside the football field. But let's start first with the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championship and the fact that it is at home. How much, I don't want to necessarily say a comfort feeling, because your team seems to be comfortable right now just with what they're doing. But what type of an advantage do you see, Lane, as hosting the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championship, in which your program will on Tuesday?
Well, it's interesting because there's the comfort of being at home, like you say, and yet track is unique in that the distances are the same and the events are the same regardless. For me, I'm thankful to be at home because it's the first conference meet I believe we've hosted, maybe back even through, I don't remember, through the LAC, back when, before I was with the girls program, Northwest Hoosier Conference may have, but that was decades ago. So this is the first time we've hosted a track meet, the conference track meet in many, many years. We actually hosted the conference cross meet, and a huge shout out to the boys coach, Tim Adams, does a great job of running that meet. Our athletic directors, John Gray and Billy Mueller, are just the best.
Great people.
They're, you know, you'll go to meets and not see any ADs that track across meet. They're both at ours and they're running it. Coach Gray runs the meet, with the computer and whatnot. So my point there is, that's nice to have. What Coach Adams is actually trying to work on this, but the flip side of it is for Tim and I both, and our girls are good, and we just tell our teams, look, we're running a meet. I'll be clerking it at least half of the meet, which is really a very minor part of running the meet, and I enjoy doing that to help out a little bit. But then there's not as much coaching, but maybe that's not all bad either. My girls know where to go. They know the lay of the land, and you know, they'll make sure they're everywhere they need to be on time. But you know, when you run a meet and you host a meet, you want it to be fair and equitable for everybody. You know, don't make any mistake that go Cougs all the way is always how I approach meets. But we want it set up fair. We were so impressed when we went to Lowell. They run a great meet. Hobart runs a very good meet. We pride ourselves on running as good a meet as we can. So there's a lot that goes into it. Coach Adams has just been spending hours getting everything set up. In fact, I borrowed his laptop today to put my lineup in. But, yeah, it'll be nice for our girls. That. But like you say, we've just run so great away that – you know, we've hosted the sectional forever, but, you know, if we ever don't, it's fine because track is track. And, you know, the regional will be away. And then the state meet is also away, obviously. So we perform very well both places. It's nice to not have to travel for the conference meet.
I want to ask you lastly, Lane, in addition to the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championship that you and Tim Adams, and you mentioned Bill Moeller and John Gray, all are going to be involved here in hosting this next week. You're also going to be hosting then 3 days later, your own invite. It's always a festive atmosphere all season long. No mistake about it. But if you look at this particular point in the season, just being host to the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championship, and then 3 days later, within 72 hours, hosting your own invite, how much is it safe to say that these 72 hours are going to be just terrific fun and also a sense of gratitude just welcoming in these other schools?
Right. And, you know, again, we go to meets and we're expecting to do well and hopefully win the meet. The priority is on doing our best. There will be, our invite has been beefed up. Not that the other schools in it before, weren't strong, and every school's got individuals, that are very good for, that matter. But there are a couple of nice teams and good teams in it this year. But that's a very good question, because the caveat is it's between conference and sectional for basically everybody. So while we're planning on doing very well, I don't run off in meets. There might be a couple of different events for my studs, but I don't believe in running off. I do believe in not running my girls hurt. But as long as somebody's healthy, I don't think it's sends a very good message to my team. And I also want to be respectful to the sport to put my best lineup out there. Now, that's within reason. There's certain situations where, you know, teams, if they've been hit hard with contact tracing or, heaven forbid, COVID, or have to do back-to-back meets, then they should rest their kids and their stars. Absolutely. But we've not had to worry about that this year, other than those – hard hit injuries, but then we just filled in with other kids. So I'm able to be at full strength, and that's been a blessing too. So it will be an enjoyable meet, but right now the focus is on conference. And then after that, frankly, most of the focus is going to be on sectional as soon as that KV meet is invite is over. And I'll be real honest with you, we'll be thinking about sectional after conference. My son has always wanted me to put a little more emphasis on the conference meet. This year I did, but sectional is always 1A, and then conference is 1B. But we're going to be completely focused on Tuesday for the NCC meet, because we're put ourselves in such a good position during the regular season, and we want to finish the job.
All right, once again, the Kankakee Valley girls and boys track team in action at home to close out the regular season before the tournament Tuesday. It's the Northwest Crossroads Conference Championships. And then Friday, 3 days later, also in Weed Field, it's the Kankakee Valley Cougar Invite. So much fun heading into the tournament next week for the Kankakee Valley girls and boys track and field programs. Lane Llewellyn, always enjoy our conversation, and the best to you and your girls track and field squads next week, Tuesday, first of all, at the Northwest Crossroads Conference, 3 days later at the invite.
Thank you so much for having us, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Lane Llewellyn, the head coach of the Kankakee Valley girls, boys, and girls of the Kankakee Valley girls track and field team, joining us here on the SB19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. The fun continues. You're listening to the Sports Show, to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7.
I'll get around to it someday. Hopefully that's not your saving for retirement strategy. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan can help. Stop by the office at 496 South Bierma Street in Wheatfield. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Moore Trucking in Rensselaer has been serving local businesses for over 20 years. They take pride in hauling local products from food grade to hazmat materials, which helps maintain and strengthen our local economy. To assure your products get delivered on time, call 219-866-0149 and ask about their rates. They're also looking for a few good drivers. Apply in person at 1865 North McKinley Avenue or give them a call at 219-866-0149 for more details. Moore Trucking LLC, your delivering the goods experts.
At Solid Rock Ag Solutions, offering superior customer service and quality, leading-edge ag products such as Precision Planting, Harvest International, Yetter, Martin, and Copperhead has been our focus since 2004. With a large inventory of new and used systems, we're capable of planter upgrades, rebuilds, and new custom builds. We work on planter meters, too. To learn more about services and programs available through Solid Rock Ag Solutions, go to solidrockag.com or call 219-261-4216. Solid Rock Ag Solutions, located south of Remington.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
And welcome back to the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle. SB 19 American Kitchen in DeMont is a casual, comfortable restaurant specializing in American comfort food, located on the Sandy Pines Golf Club in DeMont. All right, the fun continues. Let's go to the links. Jeff McMillan, the boys head coach of the Kankakee Valley golf team, kind enough to join us, as it's been an interesting week. Reverend Jeff, I would have to say interesting times for your program in the midst of the conference schedule. Just last week, hosting the Kankakee Valley Cougars invite. I had a chance to go to it and see some of it. It was a great, great atmosphere. Certainly for these times, very busy, but, over the last week with what's been going on, how would you say your golfers have responded to just the busyness of the schedule?
I couldn't be happier with how they've responded. I mean, everyone on varsity has picked, you know, each other up throughout all of this. It's not just one kid who's been carrying the team. It's actually been a team effort. And when they've struggled, they've come, you know, back to work the very next day, you know, and ready to go at it and learn more and get and improve.
And it certainly they did. I do want to talk about the conference meet on Wednesday. A great conference meet it was with the Munster Mustangs. And I guess anytime you talk about a conference meet, it's going to be interesting. But a lot to be proud of. I fought at Centennial Park and I was there. I had a chance to venture out to Munster Centennial Park. Every golf course has their various features, idiosyncrasies, I guess you can say about it. But I thought it was a tough course myself, especially the last hole, which was a 9-hole course. And I thought the nine hole par five was certainly difficult. The final hole, of course, for everybody, it seems that this was a new experience for your club, never having been to Centennial Park. Just how would you look at Centennial Park and evaluate the course in terms of just the challenge that it presented?
Oh, it's very tight. I mean, it puts accuracy at a premium, because I mean, just 20 yards off left or right, and I mean, you're way out of bounds. I mean, you have to keep it in the fairway, and it punishes you when you don't.
I gotta say this: you had a couple of. I mean, if you take a look at the golfers, they all did very well. What can you say about Caden Adams? He claimed the medal, shooting a 37. What about Jerondre shooting a 38? Here's what's interesting about Drew and Caden. We're talking about how difficult the course is,
at Centennial Park in Munster. But you take a look, Drew Eagled, hole number four, and on hole number five, Caden Eagled as well. So you had back-to-back holes as far as your squad goes. A difficult course. How amazed were they, and maybe even yourself to a certain degree, what they were able to do, both Drew and Drew shooting the 38 and Caden shooting the 37 with the Eagles. How amazed was everybody here?
I don't think I was amazed by it, just because I've seen them all make wonderful shots like that in practice and playing with them. It was just nice to see that they were able to do it in a match. I mean, Caden had struggled a little bit earlier in the week, and for him to come out and tie his best round of a 37. And I mean, an Eagles is hard to come by in high school golf at all. And let alone to have back-to-back Eagles is pretty unheard of.
Yeah, certainly it was. But coming out of this particular match here with Munster, and of course the fun continues. It's continuing just today as your squad will be at Rensselaer Central for the invite there. And then you do have, as far as the rest of the way, you still have within the conference plenty more to go. But taking a look at just going through the Munster match, just how do you see this experience as propelling your program as you head into Rensselaer Central today, throughout the conference here in May, and before you know it, the tournament will be here?
I mean, I think it helps them a lot to play close matches like that. I mean, it's always nice to win, but when you play a close match and win, it means a little bit more. It's been nice to see the kids working hard and not being afraid to play anybody. I mean, Munster has a very senior team with senior leadership, and they've been there and been well for a very long time. And I mean, we have not been as successful, but it was just nice to see the kids up there trying their best and believing that they could compete with anybody.
Certainly it's been a great few days, or actually a week, I should say, as far as Cougar golf. So as mentioned, so much going on. And I had a chance to see your program close up on Wednesday. I enjoyed it. I was well into it. But I got to tell you, talking about the kids in particular, we had so many golfers at Sandy Pines last Saturday with the Cougar invite. I want to thank you, certainly, for all the accommodations that you gave me on Saturday as well as Wednesday. I want to get into that a little bit. But I want to talk about something that you and I talked about when we met up, when I arrived at Sandy Pines after doing the Sports Showcase Live just a week ago. The first thing I was amazed with was all of the little school buses that were in the parking lot. It made my difficulty finding a parking spot. I was able to find a parking spot, but certainly for good reason it was difficult. But there were 18 schools total. Now that you've hosted the event, just what were your interpretations about hosting such a great event? I can imagine it brought just tremendous joy to you and everybody within the Kankakee Valley Golf Program, as well as the high school athletic administration.
I mean, yeah, it just made us really realize how incredibly lucky we are when you have all these other schools coming from every which direction, and they come here and all say that we wish this was our home course. We wish that we could play more matches here. It just really made, you know, all of us, I think, appreciate Sandy Pines even more than we already do.
Yeah, that was just a festive atmosphere at Sandy Pines. It's a beautiful, beautiful golf course, and I certainly would recommend it if anybody is trying to find some holes to play in Northwest Indiana. I'm not just saying that because they're part of our sponsorship with SB19 American Kitchen. It's a beautiful course, very scenic. You get great golf carts with computerized information. And certainly I want to thank you, Jeff, for providing me the accommodations. And as far as Wednesday, I got to give a big, big shout out to your father, Jim McMillan, who I rode shotgun with as far as all nine holes were concerned at the Munster match at Centennial Park. It was just a great atmosphere. I enjoyed his company. And I have been around a few coaches of high school sports in which they have their parents very involved, very active in taking a proactive approach as far as helping out in their in their son's or daughter's coaching. In this case, your father, Jim McMillan, very supportive, very involved, very outgoing and active. Just how do you describe that support for you, especially this being your first year as a head coach?
I mean, it means a lot to me. My father's been, you know, he's had a ton of health struggles the past few years. And I mean, to be honest with you, a couple of times he was up there and even the doctor said that, you know, they didn't know if he was going to make it. So, I mean, it puts a premium on time with him. And anything that we can do together that we enjoy, it really means a lot to me. And, you know, he also keeps me accountable. You know, if I do something wrong, he is definitely not afraid to tell me I did and tell everybody else that I was wrong.
Hey, that's parenting. That's the art of parenting right there, making their own child accountable. Trust me, I've been down that road with my mom and dad. But I got to say, I want to thank you. I want to thank your father, Jim. I know you and I have become good friends for our time together doing these showcase interviews as well as seeing your golfers on the course. But I got to tell you, your father, Jim, and a big shout out to Jim McMillan. Great company he was riding shotgun with him. Enjoyed talking with him. And Jeff, I got to say, having seen your golfers over the last week on two different occasions, more so up close Wednesday with the Munster match, I want to say thank you, sir, for all of the accommodations you provided me. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We were happy to have you come out and support our kids.
And that's what it's all about. That's what we're in the business of doing, not just supporting, but also promoting them. Jeff McMillan, the head coach of the Kankakee Valley Cougars golf program, kind enough to join us on the SB19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout and come back with more. You're listening to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy 3-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
RMT Transport in Morocco is now hiring for CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Benefits are available after a probationary period. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. 219-285-2307. RMT Transport in Morocco. 219-285-2307.
It's a no-brainer if you're looking for lawn equipment. There's only one place to go. Anderson Outdoor Power in DeMott. Big dealer inventory, small town attitude. Yet the same prices as the big box stores. We don't just roll your mower into the truck. We offer free setup and delivery on new equipment and free pickup and delivery on warranty repairs. You'll deal with the same people every time you call and have been for over 38 years. Anderson Outdoor Power Equipment, a cut above the rest.
Welcome back to the SB19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle. SB19 American Kitchen follows all the Indiana guidelines to keep everyone as safe as possible and has plenty of room to keep everyone socially distant during this pandemic. As mentioned, Frank Sprinkle here. Hitting the diamond, Connor Ulmer, the head baseball coach of the South Newton Rebels down in Kentland, kind enough to join us as off the heels of an impressive win on Tuesday against the West Central Trojans in Francisville within the conference. And I do want to talk about the key contributors in that win. We are about promoting as best as possible the student athletes, but just looking at it from the momentum, how much do you see this 7-3 win on the road against West Central being as far as the momentum moving forward?
Well, Frank, it's huge because that was, first of all, we got a great effort from our pitcher, Caden Cruz, on the mound.
Sure did.
Strikeouts. He was a leader at the plate as well. And he's been pitching well for us the entire year, just hasn't got that defense to come support him on the behind him. And we finally had a complete game where our defense stepped up, our pitching was phenomenal, and then our batter's box was they were all having good at-bats and smacking all over the place. But in terms of momentum, it was huge because we saw what it looks like to play solid baseball and play a complete game of solid baseball. And going into these next few games against Frontier and West Central again on Saturday, I think we might have turned a page.
Let me ask you this, and I know the record isn't quite what your team was hoping for, but if you take a look at some of these games, and I necessarily don't want to talk about necessarily the scores here, but just leading up to this win at West Central, did your team feel like, listen, things have not gone well, maybe we've struggled defensively, but we're right there, we're close, and sure enough, that's what you got on Tuesday at West Central?
100%. I mean, as a coaching staff, we've been preaching that, like, baseball is – it's a inning by inning, pitch by pitch, play by play game. And we'll do that. We'll make all the plays. We're in it. We're focused and mentally focused. And then we'll play a solid 4 innings, 5 innings. And then all of a sudden one mistake happens and it's like a downhill slope. And they kind of, it struggles for our team to put it all together, but it didn't happen against West Central. They played their butts off. They were in the game the entire time. They didn't let mistakes get to them, and it was a complete effort from the entire team with a phenomenal pitching performance that just put us over the hump, and it was a fun game to coach. It was a fun game to watch them play and be baseball players.
Absolutely, no question about it. And what was impressive here too, Connor, and yeah, we can talk about the great effort on your players here. And I do want to talk about Caden Cruz in just a moment. I do. But the one thing that was consistent was what leads to baseball victories, and that's the run production. Your squad in 7 innings played scored at least one run with the exception of the second inning and the seventh inning. And as far as the fourth and fifth, which is the middle of a high school game as far as regulation, 4 runs combined, 2 runs per inning. Remarkably enough, 8 hits for your ball club. As far as the bats, just how would you describe the great contact that your hitters were getting the lineup 1 through 9?
So it was great because we've been preaching that when we get 2 strikes, that it's turning into a team at bat, how we're putting that ball in play hard somewhere, backside, advancing runners, lifting the ball in the air if there's a guy on third. You know, you'll get your 2 hacks to get your base hits there, the first 2 strikes, and then that third one that's a team at bat, right? And they were finally doing that. I could see the mentality at the plate of them fighting with every pitch to put it in play hard, put it on a line somewhere, and really do the right baseball move as opposed to just swinging out of their shoes on every pitch.
And how much of that would you say is just through the progression of this season, just trying to develop that play patience and not necessarily be too intimidated on a two strike call here?
Yeah, exactly. You could see the growth from the first game to this game, because like you said in earlier interviews, that we're a young team and also a young team who hasn't played baseball until this year.
Yeah, of course.
Year, and you can see how much they're getting better just game by game.
Caden Cruz, let's talk about him. And yes. Caden Cruz, just awesome. You alluded to, I believe, the 9 strikeouts in 7 innings and only surrendered 2 hits. So a 2-hitter in a high school regulatory game for the junior Caden Cruz. 7 innings, 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, 4 walks. Okay, he gave up 3 runs, but one of those was earned, to his credit, only 1 earned run. Taking a look at Caden Cruz from a mechanical standpoint in this game, what was eye-popping about his mechanics as well as the pitches he was delivering to these Trojan hitters?
Well, he was hitting his spots. It was basically as simple as I can put it. We really went out there and challenged him to be the man on the mound that game and say, hey, you know, go pitch the game. We know you can, and we'll back you up behind on the defense and we'll win this game. And he went out there and he took that to heart. And I mean, it was a fun game to watch him pitch because he wanted that ball. He wanted that batter at every pitch, and you could really see it. I mean, there was a couple of times where he was down in the count that he fought his way back into it and would then strike the kid out or get him to roll over on a weak ground ball. It was just a great pitching performance by him all the way around.
Yeah, and it was also a great day at the plate, too. He was 3-for-4 and had one of your team's two doubles. Also, a big recognition to another guy that had the double. His only hit was Daniel Torde, also a sophomore. So you're seeing the youth of this team start to progress. But you got to look at this lineup. And looking at it, you had six hitters in this lineup, 1 through 9, that at least had one hit. And I know we just mentioned about plate patience just a few moments ago, but taking a look at what we're seeing from these hitters here, especially in this game with the 8 hits and 6 of the 9 players at least getting one hit, how much are you getting the sense that they are able to settle down more in the box now, just trying to be patient and work counts and find that right pitch if so given to them?
Yeah, it's exactly. They're like, the game's just slowly coming to them is how you sum that up. They're putting together quality at bats. They're competing in the field and they're not letting mistakes get to them. And it showed on the field, and I hope we can continue it down the road here.
No question about it. And of course, this is a very young team that we're talking about. You have some seniors, but again, I got a lot of guys that are certainly part of the future of the South Noonan Club. And of course, you already mentioned the disadvantage of not playing last year. That was just devastating. But here we are. It's 2021. COVID seems to be declining, and we are playing baseball. And, of course, you're going to be back at it within the conference now. You got a couple of games against Frontier Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday down in Chalmers at their place. Wednesday in Kenlin at your place. And then you're going to have that makeup game at home in Kenlin on Saturday, 1 week from today, May the 15th, against West Central, washed away by rain on Thursday. Looking at it from this standpoint of the schedule, being that you are within the conference and you can throw away, there's always that conference intensity to the season. Just how satisfying with this win are your guys now just looking forward more to these conference games, especially considering that the sectional drawing is out and a little ways away, but we'll be talking about sectionals here pretty soon.
Yeah, definitely here soon, but they're hungry, Frank. They got that taste, and you can see it in a couple practices after that win that they're really picking up their intensity. They're practicing with a new focus, and I'm really looking forward to these next three games to see if we could keep the ball rolling, if they could keep that intensity and that focus up and really go on a hot streak, hopefully.
I don't necessarily want to think, Connor, about the sectionals because I, like you, just enjoy baseball too much. I enjoy the season. So we'll just call it right now the heart of the Midwest Conference schedule as far as your school is concerned, with Frontier for 2 games and, of course, the makeup a week from today, next Saturday, May the 15th, with the West Central Trojans down in Kenlin. Connor Ulmer, the head baseball coach of South Noonan High School down in Kenlin. It's always a pleasure to talk about your program and talk about the game of baseball. Always enjoy, my friend. The best next week against Frontier and then West Central at the makeup, all within the Midwest Conference.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, Connor Ulmer, the skipper of the South Noonan Rebels baseball program down in Kenlin, join us on the SB19 Sports Showcase. We'll take a timeout. The fun continues after this. You're listening to the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their five locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These Maytag brand deals are so big, they couldn't fit them all in 1 month. Now through June 2nd, you can get up to $200 by mail-in rebate on select Maytag brand appliances at Fossey, Calef, TV, and Appliances. That's right, May is Maytag Month is back. Give yourself a jumpstart on these better-built deals. Stop into Fossey, Calef, TV, and Appliances today and receive savings on Maytag brand products by mail-in rebate. Join us for the month that will make your day.
All right, and back on the SB 19 Sports Showcase here on 97.7 The Q. I'm Frank Sprinkle, about ready to wrap it up with Scotty Miller in front of me spinning the dials. Thank you, Scotty, for your efforts here on this Saturday. A great job as always. All right, want to remind you before we go that we of our sports coverage here on two of our stations, specifically baseball, later on today over on Bear Country 104.5 FM and 1560 AM. We will have the White Sox, the second of the White Sox three-game series in Kansas City with the Royals later on today. That is a 6:10 Central first pitch. So Bear Country 104.5 FM and 1560 AM will carry the second of three between the White Sox and the Royals, as well as the finale tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Bear Country 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, your home for Chicago White Sox baseball. And as far as the high school sports scene, high school baseball specifically, right here on 97.7 The Q, we will be out in Morocco, Chuck Clark and myself, for a crucial game within the Midwest Conference. We did have Rick Bennett, the head coach of the Tri-County Cavaliers baseball squad. Their team will be in action in Morocco against the hosts, North Newton Spartans, the Tri-County Cavaliers at the North Newton Spartans. That is Tuesday, late afternoon, first pitch into the early evening, right here on 97.7 The Q. So you want to tune in. If you can make it out to Morocco, will be your eyes. We'll take you to the ball game in Morocco on Tuesday. All right, want to thank all of our coaches for chiming in, as well as you, the listener. Thank you for listening and finding out what is happening in these various high school athletic programs. Certainly interesting times. And again, it's always interesting times when it comes to high school athletics. So for everybody I mentioned, for Scotty Miller right in front of me spinning the dials, I'm Frank Sprinkle. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Talk to you on Tuesday from North Newton High School in Morocco for baseball between the Tri-County Cavaliers and the host, North Newton Spartans. You've been listening to the SB 19 Sports Showcase on 97.7 The Q.
Thank you for listening to the Saturday Morning Sports Showcase on 97.7 FM WLQI. The Saturday Morning Sports Showcase is brought to you in part by RMT Transport, Fossey Calef TV and Appliances, Midway Net, The Good Table Family Restaurant, Anderson Outdoor Power, Kentland Bank, By Suburban Propane, Prospect Auto Supply, Solid Rock Ag Solutions, Smith Farm Store, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christine Bogan, SP19 American Kitchen, Tim's Auto Body and Sales, Reinforcement Designs, McAllister Machinery Company, and Buy More Trucking.